All right, here it comes. Okay, this here is sponsored by Rav Nesiah and his mishpacha, and that is his father's yard site. His father's name is Lil Nishmas Yuri Ben Benzion Olav Hashal. Sham Shavan Aliyah. So to the start, the part one of the shir is halacha when it comes to Hilchas Tefillin. Halacha when it comes to Hilchas Tefillin, and we have it on page two of the worksheets, of the source sheets. So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chav Zion. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chav Zion, and we have this on the source sheets on page number two.
Have them right here.
I just want to clarify a halacha. I just want to clarify a halacha when it comes to Hilchas Tefillin. Halacha when it comes to Hilchas Tefillin. Hilchas Tefillin, Simon Chav Zion. Shulchan Aruch speaks about a lefty and what the halacha of a lefty is. So in Simon Chav Zion, Siv Vav, Shulchan Aruch says, we have it on page two, V'iter yad yiminoi, em oizeko malachtoi, if he does all of his work with his left hand. So if you have a person who is a lefty, if he does all of his work with the left hand, then maniach besmoyle, he puts on tefillin on his left, shuyimin shel kol adam, which is everybody's right. Shulchan Aruch speaks in confusing language a little bit, but basically, if a person is a lefty that he does all of his work with his left hand, then what's the halacha? He put his tefillin on his right hand. And if he's ambidextrous, says the Shulchan Aruch further, this is the last paragraph we have over here, then he does it like a regular righty. Shulchan Aruch wants to know the following question. What about if somebody writes with their right and does most of the work with their left, or writes with their left and does most of the work with their right? What's the halacha in that situation? What's the halacha in that situation? Says the Mechaber. This is the Mechaber, my first Mechaber. If you write with your right hand, and everything else you do with your left hand, or you write with your left hand and you do everything else with your right hand, then machlaikas. Some people, some people say you put in the hand that had weaker. Some people say the one that's writing is the most important, and therefore, even though it's be'etzim, the weaker hand, the one that's writing, you do it in the hand that's stronger. This is
your whole life. You've been doing it in one hand. Then you have a stroke in that hand. You go to the other hand.
So, Avi wants to know: let's say somebody's hand was strong, and then somebody lost the usage of that hand, and now the hand is not strong anymore. Now the hand became weak. So now they can't do anything with that hand. Do they start putting tefillin in the other hand if it's something that is irreversible? If it's irreversible, do we look at the original Yad Keha, how he was genetically disposed, or we look at the Metzias? That's your question. Good question. It's very good, Shiloh. That's all I could say for this one. Very good, Shiloh. We have to look it up. Okay. That's the first thing I want to speak out. Now, last week, we started with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer. Rav Chaim Kanievsky had a contrast with how many halachas? 88 halachas. And in the 88 halachas, were very important. However, I want to speak one piece before we go back to the Sefer, because it's an important point, very interesting thing. And this is a halacha when how somebody goes to the bathroom. In page 5, the third paragraph, it brings down in Erechaim Gimel, Hilchas Hanagas Beis Akisei, how somebody conducts himself with the base in Beis Akisei in the bathroom. Says the Mechaber, halacha Yud, Sif Yud, lo yikaneach biyad yamin. A person shouldn't wipe themselves with the right hand. Why not? Why shouldn't they wipe themselves with the right hand? What's wrong?
Your right hand is more chashuv.
Your right hand is more chashuv. That's the reason? Because you shake people's hands with that. That is the New Age pshat, but that's not the Shuk pshat. Okay? So the Magen Avraham brings down, and it's really from the Gemara and Brachos on Daf Samech Beis. One is because how you point, if you take a look at the Magen Avraham, that's on the right, Sif Ches, Ois Ches, B'yad Yemin, Shemimnei Shebi Yemin, Mara Tamei HaTorah. And the right, you show the Tamei HaTorah. You're pointing with that. And therefore, that's not the hand that you should be wiping yourself with. But that's not what the first shot that the Magen Avraham brings down. However, the Magen Avraham said, V'yesh tam achar b'gemar did another reason, ulekul matayma iter yad mekanef b'smol didei, shu yamin da alma. Acharavo amrab neisha teir enough to be yamin. Says the Magen Avraham that what this that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that you're doing it with the right hand, you don't do it with your right hand, and it's because you're Mara Tamei Torah, so that L'chaira has to do with your strength, correct? So you do with your weaker hand. Now, Bruce brought down that the Tefillin reason, and the Magen Avraham brings that reason, and the Gemara brings that reason, which is, since you are wrapping with your right hand, the tefillin, onto your left hand, so that hand is more chashuv. Your hand that the left hand is having the tefillin on, but regarding wrapping is more chashuv, so therefore, it's more chashuv to wrap than to have the tefillin on. Amazing thing. The fact that you're wrapping the tefillin on, the fact that the tefillin are on you, no, not as chashuv. That's coming from the Gemara. Now, so what about a lefty? If then, according to the lefty, a lefty should wipe with his right hand. He should wipe with his right hand. That's what the Magen Avraham brings down. However, the Magen Avraham says it's not so pashut. Why? Why? Because there's another reason that the Gemara says. Not to do with the fact that he could point out when he's learning. Not because of the fact that he wraps his tefillin. So different reason. What's the reason? Because the Torah was given the Yamin. Because the Torah was given in the Yamin, and that's Rava's reason in the Gemara. Says the Magen Avraham, if the reason is because the Torah is given the Yamin, it's given with the right hand, that has nothing to do with the righty or lefty. Says the Magen Avraham in the third line in Magen Avraham, Ach Rava Amar B'nei Shatayr not the Yamin, Shenera B'Yaminai Eish Da'as Lamay. So then it wouldn't make a difference between a righty and a lefty. And the Magen Avraham said it's a tzarachi, and I don't know who's the halacha like. Which reason is the main reason? Which reason is the main reason? So it's a shayla. What are the Mishnah Berurah paskin? So if you take a look, the Mishnah Berurah on, again, page 5, the third paragraph, by the hand, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the kasvu achrayinim, the iter yad, shekol inyan of oisa b'smol, a lefty, that he does everything with the left hand, he does wipes it with the right hand. So he does switch. He does switch if he's a lefty. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, and it's a little bit complicated. That, you remember the question we were asking originally when it comes to putting on tefillin, right? Do you go after the hand that's writing or the hand that's stronger when it comes to the weaker hand? But in this situation, in the halacha of wiping yourself, so then the shaila in the bir halacha, what happens if you write with your right hand and your strength is in your left hand, or your strength is in your right hand and you write with your left hand? That's the shaila in what you do when it comes to wiping yourself. That's the shaila when it comes to wiping yourself. That the bir halacha brings down. That is the shayla of what you do. So now, again, so let's get to what we brought down halacha l'maaseh. The first machlokes we brought down was, what does one do if they are a lefty regarding strength or lefty regarding writing and writing and strength? That's the shayla the Mechaber brings down. That's the first thing we spoke about. The Mechaber says, it happens to be that the bir halacha bring down that the minhag ha'olam is you go after your writing. If you write with your left hand, that's the minhag ha'olam. The Gra did not go like that. That's what the Bir Halacha brings down. The Bir Halacha said, "L'maisa, the minhag ha'olam is not like the Gra," which means most people go with how you write. So if I'm stronger with my right hand has more strength. You go with how you write. That is the minhag ha'olam. Then we brought down the halacha when it comes to the beis hakisei. When it comes to the beis hakisei, the mechaber bring down not to wipe with your right hand. Then we brought down the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham himself bring down a few reasons of why you don't wipe with the right hand. And depending on that, it depends if you're a lefty. If it has to do with the fact that how you point to the Torah or how you wrap the tefillin with your hand, so therefore you can't wipe with that hand. But if it has to do with the fact that the Torah is given by a min, it wouldn't make a difference between your righty and a lefty. The Magen Avraham is a tzarachian, but the Mishabura, Lamaisa Paskins, that you go after, if you're a complete, complete lefty, then taka, you would wipe with your right hand. And if not, that the Rabbi Halacha speaks about as a shiloh. Okay? That was the first thing I wanted to shelve up with the oil. Now let's go to the fun stuff. Because we did not finish all of the 88 shilohs, which we would love to get to some. We would love to get to some. Okay? Can we get to some? Okay. All right. Well, let's do it in a fun way. I'm going to ask the Olam to call out a number. Any number from 1 to 88.
65.
Let's go to 65. Says the Kuntres Ish Atar. Again, if Ruchai can ask, thought it was important enough to be able to write it down in a sefer, it must be pretty important. I'll eat a tariq ba mezuzah. Meaning, let's say you're the person who's a total lefty, and the way he looks is left, and he thinks left, and he's just a real lefty. What did the Rav Chaim Kanievsky say? I'll eat a tariq ba mezuzah, yardayasim resh b'tesu b'y pasak, tafilu itaregel kaveh kakolad. Remember we spoke about an itaregel, and an itaregel is a lefty with his foot. The Gemara brings down that there's a difference between you could be a lefty with your foot. We spoke out of Shiloh. What happens if a person is a righty with their hand and a lefty with their foot, or a righty with their foot and a lefty with their hand? What's the Shiloh in? We spoke about this last week, because how you tie your feet, how you tie your shoes, and how you put on your shoes in the morning, that has to do with the fact that you're a righty or a lefty. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a Shiloh when it comes to a mezuzah. Doesn't make a difference. Does the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a difference. Whether you're right or whether you're lefty,
on the right side.
It's always on the right side. All right, another number. 12, and we have 46. 12. Go through all of them. Okay, after 12 and 46, we'll go to the second column. Be'ezat Archil is tefillin. Which hand do you take off your tefillin with? This is a very important one. This is a very important one. That when you take off your tefillin, what hand do you take your tefillin off? You're supposed to take it off with the weaker hand, which, by the way, is very easy to figure out which one. It's the one that you're wearing the tefillin with, because you're supposed to show that it's harder to take it off. Happens to be most people today are so used to using that hand that they don't feel that it's weaker, but that's the halacha you're supposed to do. A lefty has to take it off with their right hand, which is the one that is going to be weaker. Okay. Now, let's just rip down halacha after halacha to be able to make ourselves a little bit more knowledgeable, righty versus lefties. Let's go to halacha menvav. This is the easy one. If you write on Shabbos, im kasa b'Shabbos b'yamina, if you write on Shabbos with your right hand, pater uvesmoy lechayev. A lefty goes with strength. When it comes to writing, it has to go with strength. And he's going to say in a few halachas, a cipher is supposed to write with the stronger hand. When you write tefillin and you write mezuzahs. And on Shabbos, a person has to write a prescription. So then he has to use his weaker hand. Yes. Memvav, memzayin. What about leaning on Pesach? That has to do with your esophagus, so it doesn't make a difference. Memches, be'edatar kareya al ora Yehuda al Yushalayim. Okay, before we do this one, I just want to speak out a piece. Remember we asked the Shaila last time? Question. And this is a question you have to ask. Why is it that sometimes the Mechaber is going to make a chiluk between a righty and a lefty, and sometimes the Mechaber is not going to make a chiluk between a righty and a lefty? We asked the question last time. It's a question that all the Achrayim want to know. The Magen Avraham wants to know as well. When it comes to Lulav, we brought down that the Ramah says that a lefty does the lulav in his right hand. The Mechaber doesn't say that. The Mechaber said there's no difference between a righty and a lefty. There's no difference between a righty and a lefty. When it comes to a lulav, you always do it in your right hand. The Ramah doesn't say that. However, the Mechaber does make a difference in Shulchan Aruch between a righty and a lefty in one case. When? When it comes to holding the cup of Birchas Hamazon. When it comes to holding the cup of Birchas Hamazon, the Mechaber brings down, some people say, Yesh Oimrim, some people say, says the Mechaber, that when one is holding the cup, he should do it in the stronger hand. Why is it that when it comes to Lulav, the Mechaber doesn't make any chilek? And then when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, the Mechaber says, in Kofpe Gimel Hey, Yesh Misha Omer Shem HaMevarach Iter Oichet HaKait B'Minoi Chu Small Klaw. What's the reason? Birchas HaMazon is the Raisa. What about the first day? What about the first day? Don't make the Bidr, it doesn't make a difference. The first day you're Mechoyev.
You know what? Because either way, you're using two hands to hold the Lulav and Esrog. So it's going to confuse people if you have something with
them. You're saying people can't handle it. People can't handle
it. It's one way.
It's a one way. People are confused Americans. No. I'm not sure if that's going to be the shot. Let's say a different shot. But you're onto something. I could tell you one vart that they say. First of all, we have to understand, why do you hold a cup with your right hand? If we understand the klal, why would you hold your cup in your right hand? And why do you hold the lulav in your right hand? If it's a vart of chashivas, so both of them are chashivas, so then it has nothing to do with strength. Then it has nothing to do with strength, and then the question is a good question. If the cup is only has to do with strength, and lulav has to do with chashivas, so that does make a difference. Meaning, we could answer a simple answer. By the kais, has nothing to do with chashivas, only has to do with strength, and by lulav, it has to do with chashivas. If one has to do with chashivas, and one has to do with strength, that answers the question. If the vart, meaning there's one reason why you have to do something with your right hand, because it's stronger. And if it's because it's stronger, it has to do with strength, then you have to use your dominant hand. And that you could say, well, that's the pshat by a kais. The only reason why is because we don't want it to fall. But if it's the vart is chashivas, then the lulav should be in your right hand and the kais should be in your right hand. Meaning, what's the pshat of lulav? What's the pshat of kais? Does it have to do with strength or does it have to do with chashivas? So if you want to differentiate, make a simple differentiation and say, by lulav it has to do with chashivas, by kais it has to do with strength, so then you could explain why the mechaber won't make a chilek. The mechaber holds when it comes to chashivas, it never changes. When it comes to strength, it does change. That's something that maybe you could say. I'm saying, maybe you could say such a pshat. However, perhaps you could say a little bit like the way Arya was saying, that even if they are the same way, but by lulav, there's two things. Number one, on one hand, lulav is in your right. It's not just the fact that lulav is in your right. If you look at the Gemara over there, when the Gemara speaks about lulav in your right and esrog in your left, it's about what's more chashuv, the lulav versus the esrog. When you have the lulav versus the esrog, so in that situation, perhaps we'll say that over there, it makes more sense to say that it shouldn't make a difference according to whether you're righty or whether you're lefty. Because the point over there is more than just which hand should you put the lulav in. It's which hand the lulav versus the esrog. When it's a question of the lulav versus the esrog, so then it would make sense to not make a chilek in that situation. Meaning,
it's not totally on the person.
It's not totally on the person. It's totally on the chashivas of the mitzvah. Right, if you look at the Arba Minim, if you look at the person, so then even in person, you could look at strength, you could look at chashivas, you could decide, wait, maybe chashivas has to do with the strength, then you could clear. But when you're talking about right and left, when it comes to the lulav and esrog, which should be in the right, which should be in the left, so you're not looking at the person holding it, rather than the formation of the lulav and esrog. So in that situation, so then, maybe it can change. It's a very lumdish idea. When you're looking at the thing in itself of how you're holding it, so then Taka, you could make, say, Maybe a lefty should do it.
Why do we put the lulav in the right hand?
But if it's because the Gemara says one's three mitzvahs and one's one mitzvah. So when you're showing chashivas to the thing rather than to why you're holding it, to it being in the right and it being in the left, so then it's more about the thing being in the right and the left rather than it being about your hand. It's not about you holding it, more about how it is being held in the direction that it's being held. Over there, you could say that over there, everybody's going to agree when we have a concept of right and left, right? We have a concept of right and left. So it's not about you holding it, more about the fact that we have a right and we have a left. One has to look more chashiv than the other. In that situation, maybe we'll differentiate less. But okay, fine. Let's go back to the halachas. Let's go to halacha mem ches. Now, when somebody comes to Eretz Yisrael, he sees the Ari Yerushalayim. Whether we do this today, whether we don't do it today, you could debate. But mem ches, beida tzad kare, which side do you rip on the al Ari Yehuda al Yerushalayim? So he brings down, why do we rip on the left?
The heart.
So does that make a difference between a righty and a lefty? No. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky that according to the Mishnah Bura that brings down in Tavkuf Samach Aleph that the reason is because of the heart being there. There's no difference between it.
That's what we do Kriya for parents as well.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no difference.
Kriya. What about the side? Yes. What about the side of the Shofar? Which side should blow Shofar? Says Halacha Memtes Be'edatar Shel Piv Yitka B'Shofar. You bring them from the Shaar Tzion and Tavkuf Pehei, that there's no difference between the right and the left over there, because over there you want to be Goyver, because the Yalka Shemayni brings down that when you blow a Shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from Kisei Din onto Kisei Rachamim. It doesn't. But when it comes to blowing Shofar, you want to be able to make the Chesed be Goyver on the Gevura. Chesed is here the point, and this was really the name of this year. Chesed is right and Gevura is left. How do we know that? Meaning, how do we know that?
So you should blow on the right side.
So you should always blow on the right side, because what you're trying to do is make the Chesed be Gevur on the Din. Chesed is right, Gevura is left, and that has nothing to do with your strength. It has to do with Chesed and Gevura. And Chesed is always right, and Gvura is always left. And that's why you put it on your right, because you want the Chesed to be Gaver when HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sit on his Kisei Rachman.
But I can only blow on the left side. It's better.
Blowing comes up better. It's a blow. You want to know Mila of what to call it? I would still tell him to do it on the right, because we need Rachman. The Tzkiyas are going to be kosher. Kolak, Kailos, Ksheirim, all the Kailos are kosher. Rather get more rachim in the world. That's what I would say. Now, where do we know this? Where do we know this? So, dear, the pasuk in Malachim, in Perach HaBeit pasuk Yotes, in Malachim Aleph. Remember, we said over this that there is Malachim Aleph and Malachim Beis is really a Christian thing. It's always just Malachim. However, it says in Malachim Aleph Perach HaBeit pasuk Yotes. Listen to the words. L'chein Shema Devar Hashem Ra'iti Et Hashem Yeshiv Al Kisai. I saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting on his throne, and all of the legions in heaven are standing on his right and on his left. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, if you are left on above, God has the right and God has the left. God takes up space. Space can make right and left. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond space and time. Says Rashi, the pshat is, the Rashi says, and furthermore, we know that when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yemin Hashem, Remeim, Yemin Hashem, Ayisachayel. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right, left, what does that mean? And also, we never even heard of left, because it says Yemin Hashem, Remeim, Yemin Hashem, Ayisachayel. V'lo Nemra, Yemin Hashem, Remeim, Yemin Hashem, both Yemin. Says Rashi, my minim elamdim schos. The righties are the one who are being malamis schos. They're being down the kaf schos. The malachim, mas meilim elamdim chayva. You know what? Right. You know what does it mean? Right. Chesed. Chesed are the ones that say, "Come on, he's okay. He's a good guy. He's a good yid. He didn't mean it." What's gevurah din? He did bad. So this that it said that the malachim were sitting on the shemayim mimina yusmoileya means the malachim that are the prosecuting angels and the malachim, the angels that are the defending angels. So, yeah, because mimina is mechoil, mismoil gavriel, gavriel is gevura, and that's smoil. That's right. That's right. So the point is, now we can understand why do shayfar always on the right. We could understand the Mishabura, unbelievable pshat. Now, your amazing idea. That the reason why you do Shefer on the right is not just a thing. We need to get the rachamim. We need to get the shut, the mouth of the prosecuting angels. And that's why you need always the right. You have to get the power. You have to usurp the power of the right, the power of the malachim, the good malachim, the malachim that are gonna defend us. What about kaparis? You do a mitzvah of kaparis. Well, let's see what it says. Nun, lakeach hakaparos b'yad hayamonis. You take the kaparos with your right hand. With your right hand. Why? If that's to do with chashivas, then it shouldn't make a difference between a righty and a lefty. So therefore, if it's a lashon of chashivas, the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky understands, then it won't make a difference between a righty and a lefty. What about when somebody does vidoy? Ashamnu bagannu gazalnu. Interesting question. If you're a lefty, what do you do?
The same way the
hard is the hardest. The Seder Arizal says exactly like the way Sandy says in Alach Adad Alf. You do with your right hand on the left. Why? Because of the heart. The verse shouldn't make a difference. He said, "Mistama ain't chalak." Most probably, they're no different. Now, I want to bring down an interesting question, a question that really we shouldn't ask at all, because I don't know how you could ask such a question. The question of how you do the lulav. Remember, the way you're supposed to do lulav is not like the way Lenny does it, because Lenny is doing it the way the Mishabura says to do it, and the way all the Ashkenazim say to do it, but the Hasidim do it the way the Arizal does it. What do you do? Oh, you go right? You how do you start? So you do Mizrach, right, back, left. Because what are you doing? You're just all going right and you're staying to the right, because any time you do it, you keep your right. And then up and down. Now the Arizal doesn't do that. The Arizal says you go right of Mizrach, left of Mizrach, Mizrach, up, down, and then back. However, what do you do if you're a lefty? Do you go, or if you're Ashkenazi, do you go the other way around? Well, Mishabura says in Halachan and Dalit 54, let's do it. Later, Yasko Hakov of Malulov, he brings down from the Mishabura and Tarfish and Aleph, so called him Zion, that there's no difference between a lefty and a righty. And he said the same thing when it comes to going by the bima with the Torah and Halacha and Hey, doesn't make a difference. Now
he said it's Sparty does it different than what you said. Say it, tell me what you said.
Sparty has different than the
area. That's right,
he's smart.
Smart. You said front up down. It's up down front back.
No. We can argue about this after this year.
I've been doing it for many years.
Right of Mizrach, left right of the Mizrach.
Up, down, front, back.
Okay, so we have a machlaikas. The machlaikas that we have is, when you make the yuluv, is it right, left, and then do you go up, down, and then Mizrach and then Mayriv, or you do Mizrach, up, down, Mayriv? That's the machlaikas that we have. What are you doing first? Are you doing up, down, and then Mizrach and Mayriv? Or you do Mizrach, up, down, and Mayriv? I'm saying you do Mizrach first and up, down, and Ma'ariv. And you're saying up, down, and then Mizrach and Ma'ariv. Okay, I hear the machlaikis.
I remember doing it with
really? Okay. What about when you're walking with...
Like Kiddush?
Just...
You'll have to discuss Rabbi Lawrence to Kiddush.
Yeah. No, I have to meet Rabbi Lawrence tomorrow anyway. So, we are going to do three more minutes, Rabbi Isai. Just three more minutes. and we will do five more halachas that Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down. What about going when you're walking with your Rebbe? Which way are you supposed to walk? The left of your Rebbe. You're not supposed to be going to the right of your Rebbe.
He should be on the right side.
He should be. And when there's two people, the chashuva person goes on the right, the not chashuva person goes on the left. Now, this sort of thing, I wouldn't even think it's a shaila. Look how halacha samach aleph. Lein ami halach le yamin rabbi hareza pur va'agoydel be yamin mistabrash ein lachach bein ditel acher. It makes a chayra doesn't make a difference between a righty and a lefty. That lechayra doesn't make a difference.
When there's three people, you have to be the middle. The person goes in the middle.
Now in Samach Gimel, he said a very short halacha, but a very important klal, and it's a klal that he brings down. And it's important halacha. When you give tzedakah, you pull out coins out of your pocket. What hand do you give it? Yeshli tzedakah b'yad yamina. Does it make a difference if you're lefty or righty? Because when I give with my left hand. Why?
It's your left.
Only because I never knew this halacha before I learned it.
Which number is
this? Stamach Timel, 63. Oh, so he brings down, says Reb Chaim, anything that has to do with Kabbalah, anything that has to do with Kabbalah, although Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to do mitzvahs with your right, but that's a chashivas. And when it comes to things that have to do with chashivas, again, do you think that has to do with strength? And do you think that has to do with chashivas? And when it has to do with chashivas, importance, that it showed more, that's a machloikas in the Rishon. So let's just make something very clear. There are certain things that have to do with strength, like tefillin. Okay? Things that have to do with strength, like tefillin, that everybody agrees that you have to go ahead and do it with your right. And when I have to, I'm writing on Shabbos, they have to make a shinoi. That has to do with the right. Then there's things that have to do with chashivas, importance. Lulav in your right, or the kois, those type of things. And those things are the machloikas and the rishonim, what you should do with your right or you should do with your right or with your left if you're a lefty, or doing mitzvahs with your right hand, those type of things. However, when there are things that have to do with Kabbalah, then everybody agrees you know machloikas. So
always right.
It's always the right. So when it has to do with strength, it's right. When it has to do with chashivas,
not right, it's left, right or left.
Right or left, depending on the strength or lack of strength. When it has to do with mitzvahs of chashivas, doing a mitzvah with your right hand, holding things, doing stuff like that to the right, then it's a question in the Rishon what you do. And that's why the Machaber says that by the Lulav and the Ramah says not like that. And that's the question we ask, why when it comes to Lulav he says one way and not like that when it comes to Kaiser Brooklyn and Muslim. But when it comes to Kabbalistic things, there, it makes no difference. Everybody holds that you always do it to your right. That's what he says in Samach Gimel.
What's considered Kabbalistic?
Anything that's brought down al-Pi Kabbalah to do it with your right hand, that's called right Kabbalistic. Hand. That's right.
Giving tzedakah is what?
It's a mitzvah, you're right, but this that you're doing with your right hand for some reason, this that you're doing it with your right hand for some reason, that's something that is considered al-Pi Kabbalah.
Right.
It's interesting. He doesn't bring it down. One last halacha. Okay. Last halacha that we wanted to say is halacha mem hei. And I think I said it last week, but I just want to reiterate it. When it comes to looking at the Havdalah candle, in mem hei it says, that's the last one in the first column you bring down. To look at Havdalah with your right hand. So then he says that the reason is, like we just said a moment ago, when things are al-Pi Kabbalah, then it doesn't make a difference between right and left. So he says that the Darkei Moshe brings in from the Zohar, and since it's al-Pi Kabbalah, v'in l'chalik, bein iter v'achar. So, to wrap up, our lives are full of rights and lefts. And as we see over here, the importance of knowing what you're doing when you're doing it. You could be doing a mitzvah and not even knowing how you're doing it, the formation, and how important it is to keep in mind even what hand you do a mitzvah with. And that comes even to a person wiping themselves, putting their shoes on in the morning, putting on tefillin, what hand to do a mitzvah with. And of course, there'll be shalos that come up. And that's what makes Torah so great. Like I said, Yisrael, Fika, Chibbalam, Tar Mitzvah, Shem, Adonai, Chavizam, Tzidkoi, Yagdotar, V'yadir.